We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
Yeah, welcome back to the Reggie's Punch Show. Three blokes who could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Before we get into it, everyone, remember, gamble responsibly, and a massive shout out to Bluebet for today's episode. As usual, download that app and start punting on us. On the True Blue Aussie Battler of a bookie. How good's that? The market's come out for the Podcast Royale Fight Night today, and there's been a bit of market movement already. Say the least.
If that doesn't tell you that they're the True Blue, they're getting behind us and just working with us to get the markets up, then what fucking
they've got markets for people who talk that are just going to fight for entertainment.
Yeah, punch on. And so they've, we'll run you through them because they've been up for most of the day. I think they went up about 10:30 yesterday as you're listening to this in the morning.
Yep. Thursday morning they went up.
Yep. Quino and Moose opened up at $1.85 a piece. Currently we're at 7:30 on Thursday night.
You know what that is? That is a scared bookmaker there.
Yeah, $1.85 a piece. Well, Moose is a coward and hasn't showed his face, so it's a pretty hard
there's no
for
judgment.
Him.
That still pisses me off because he's got some fucking high-level agency job.
I think he's fucking Rey Mysterio.
No, well, he'll be there. Well, he's got to show his face at the press conference. At the fight night anyway.
You can't I don't think he'll want to show it after Quino's done with him.
I want to know what he does after this. I want to know what do you do that you think is so important that you can't
he better
fucking
be
show your face
a
cut.
Fucking CIA agent or something.
Honestly.
Okay, I don't
and he's
know.
Not that.
No. Well, I'll tell you what he is. He's the underdog because Quino has been belted into $1.65.
Has he?
Yeah. From $1.85. The boys have loaded Quino. He's been wound in.
Yeah.
Next fight off the out of the gates, we got Jace versus Das. Now, Jace opening up at $1.26 favorite. They've obviously seen the big red and just went.
Yeah. And there has been the hype about fucking five-legger.
Oh, there is.
Sure.
There
been
is
a lot. I wouldn't say pressure because
it's not
really getting to me as pressure, but $1.26.
Das 3
not much value, but.
Well, you just got to look at the next one you're about to say because. This guy was paying less than you.
Well,
was.
The next was. One we got the couple of the
Don't worry about
that. We'll go. So, should we go Cam Givo? So we got Cam versus Givo opened up $1.40 something. Givo, I think $2 something.
Yeah,
and Cam full of confidence has wound it into $1.26.
So there you go.
Yeah, right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, there's
so
a couple
two
there.
Are both $1.26. Then we move on to the. So I opened up at $4.75. Obviously, Bluebet think one big one lands, which I disagree.
$4.75. Get fucked.
And it's been wound into $2.10.
Yeah.
Today.
So it's been slammed.
It's so been people evened have, out.
They've seen, which I think that makes a lot more sense. That sort
you
of
see
thing.
The value. Mm. Yeah.
Because that's
and look, at the end of the day, it's a fight.
Fucking
and anything can happen.
Well, I think so. Obviously, the two tales of the story of that fight is I either don't get hit with a sledgehammer or I do, and obviously yeah. Bluebet think I do.
Yeah.
I think I don't. Yeah, yeah. And the boys think I don't. So,
yeah, well, that's right.
Maybe Hummer's playing favourites.
Well, maybe. Maybe he is. And then we've got the big G1 has opened up underdog at $2.20, Jake Archgold at $1.60.
I think I'm a bit short, actually.
Yeah?
A bit short in the market.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's moved much. It, actually,
Hummer's giving me a bit of respect there.
It might have been, I think you might have opened at 210, Grope. So yeah. A bit of money's gone on Jarch, but yeah. Not crazy money. So, but yeah, how cool is that? Did you ever think that you'd be that's literally on a punting
fight? No. I was going to say to you, crazy. You've obviously, I'm not fucking taking the piss out of you here, but you've had a fair bit of stardom. Mm.
Mm.
Did you, like, when you look at yourself on a betting, you're a social media megastar, but when you look at yourself on a betting platform, do you go,
that's pretty wild.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm not a boxing or a gambling superstar. So it is a bit...
As soon as I saw it, I went, I just never thought I'd see myself on a fucking betting platform.
But yeah, so Reggie's, fucking get behind it.
Absolutely.
Chuck it in.
Obviously, Reggie's multi is... Oh. That
Reggie's
is
multi.
Such fucking
well, what's a pain
Reggie
grabber? Multi's what's the Reggie multi pain brush?
Hang on. I'll go.
Let him know.
Are we putting Quinn in?
Yep.
We've got
him. Yeah.
Well, Quinno's fucking... Yeah, he has been wound.
Been wound.
Quinn, Jace...
Guys, Tom, while he's doing that as well,
the $9.60.
$9.60, that's value. That's value, I think.
15 value. Units the week
at least.
The fucking
now, we can't punt
on that. Oh, you can boost
that.
It.
No.
We personally can't punt on that, but, you know, you'd be mad not to. And, guys, if you're worried, like, if you're not going to go there, if you haven't got tickets, the pay-per-view is sorted. So livecombatsports.com.au is where you go. It's under Podcast Royale on the 27th of the 4th. So go and get amongst it.
Yeah. Get what is it? What's the website you go to?
Livecombatsports.com.au.
Yep, and it's under Podcast Royale.
Podcast Royale. If you just look at the live events coming up, it's fucking easy to find.
Piece of piss. You Perfect. Can get it all set up and, yeah, obviously make sure that your system, whatever system you're running is going to work
yeah,
on
Yeah, it's
day,
an internet.
You know?
It's an internet one. So, obviously, if you've got a smart TV, you might be able to do it on there.
Chromecast
or off your phone,
or
Chromecast,
like
whatever.
Yeah.
So
you'll work it out, you fucking big boys and girls.
Get it sorted early. You don't want to be that bloke who hosts
just,
it.
Yeah, imagine having, a party and then, fuck!
Yeah, that's right. Just go and get it. Sort your shit out.
She's a 4 p.m. kickoff.
I think 4:30. It says it on the pay-per-view, but I'm pretty sure it's 4:30. I should probably know that.
I thought you might.
I should probably know that.
I didn't try to set you up there.
Was it?
I tried to ask you a very reasonable
question. I think it's 4.
I think it is.
Like, gates open
well,
at
let,
4.
Actually, let's say 4, because that way they're only scratching their nuts for
4.
Half an hour.
Yeah. Actually, so, what time is it, Jace? What is it?
6:37.
6:30, righto. No worries.
But, yeah, anyway, guys, go have a look for yourself. Get ready. We're fucking pumped, eh? Couple of weeks to go. There's been that every time. Yeah. When we see each other, you're either shadow boxing or talking about shit you're doing and just getting excited for it. It's
I'm I'll be honest with you, I'm over the build up. Mm. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's get in. So a week and two and a half weeks?
About 16 days.
Righto. Well, I've actually what's today's Thursday night, tomorrow when this comes out, so today technically, I've got me first sparring session down the boxing gym. So
oh, that's cool.
Oh,
you got out of bed.
Heading down there with Nico. So hopefully
good stuff.
Because you've just been doing some skipping and that, eh?
Yeah, bit of running.
Yeah.
There's no point in me going down there and fucking trying to spar when I'm not fit enough, you know?
Yeah. So you've just been a bit of skipping.
Have you laid off the dog's eyes yet?
We'll be into it. I just want to be fit enough. I don't want to look like
true.
I don't care what I look like.
Good point. No, that's right, mate. No, it's good that you're going in for your first spar. That's
sure
good.
Be right. No, it's a second. It's a second. Because that first one we had was...
On the flats. In the painted square.
Painted a square on the ground and just
swung.
No
one knew how to spar. We just swung.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that was...
Fuck, that was funny.
Good stuff. There's a bit of biffing anyway. Shout out to Bluebet. Like we said, how exciting is that?
Yeah.
Getting behind us all. Fucking
that's
get behind
that's got to just say true blue Aussie
true
bookie there.
True fucking blue.
Epitomizes.
Who else is going to put their nuts on the line like that and offer up a market for cunts who have never fucking thrown one?
No one would.
Anyway, we'll move into a bit of racing and... Yeah, punting.
Mm.
Unfortunately, sad news to start with. We've got Brave Mead, a promising young horse, has passed away during the week I didn't look what happened, but obviously no good for the owners. Anything like that, you fucking hate to see it. But yeah,
there's and for the horse, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a bit hard to feel sorry for the horse now. And then we've got Cylinder has been retired to Stud. The three-year-old has been retired.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Going to Root.
He's off to Root.
Just a load of big cylinder.
How old? 3 years old.
Well, yeah, that's his back end of his three-year-old.
You're kidding.
So
I used to love seeing it in a race.
Horse's birthdays are very soon, so he ought to turn four soon. But he got his Group 1 mate in the Newmarket.
That's right.
So it's off to
start. That's a bit of nostalgia for me, Cylinder, because not coming from a massive horse person that knows a heap of names in that, Jason, J-Mac and Cylinder, back when we first started, for some reason those couple of races where he got on it, that's just cemented Cylinder in my head.
For over a year now.
Yeah, every well, he's done his work and now he gets to go and fuck.
Good on him. Imagine that if you did a good job and they said, good on you, mate, now go and fuck.
Yeah.
Like, imagine rugby league players getting that.
Yeah.
They'd go, you've had a couple good seasons, you won a premiership.
Win a grand final.
Go fuck.
Fuck. Well, I do that at the Lions, I think.
You don't have to win a premiership.
You didn't even have to win.
You just fuck.
Boy, they're on at the moment, actually. Big game. I've tipped them, so hopefully they fucking show up.
What's
And then...
This is a bit of a stupid question. You know how there's dog years, like one human years, seven dog years?
Oh, yeah.
What's horse years, do you reckon? Because three-year-old, could they be dumb. Like if they're about 21 in horse years? Or is he like 14 in horse years and he's just gone to fuck?
I've never thought about that.
How did we
3.5.
3.5? Really?
A 10-year-old horse is equivalent to a 35-year-old human.
But how did we just make that
so
up?
So was it 3.5?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just want to such relate thing to as dogs.
Dog years. Well, like,
horse years. Well, I think because they go average lifespan 20 or something, and then the human 70, so they average
it
out.
I get it, but it's fucking...
So what does that mean? Cylinder's fucking at not... Is it... What's that?
I don't Cylinder's know fucking at 11 or something.
Yeah, 10 and a half. What the fuck? That's an early start, bud.
That is very early.
That is very early.
Good on
him. He wouldn't be rooting yet. He's got to be fucking have his birthday first.
What, sex ed
first? He'd probably, have his 11th birthday.
Okay, mate, you're just going to jump on the back there?
No, he won't. Home. Quino, look up when they can fuck.
Okay.
Because I don't think they can fuck until they're a certain age.
Like legally? Or.
16 of course he is.
Oi, get him off of that gun. He's only six.
Horses can be capable of breeding from 18 months old, but domesticated horses are usually allowed to mature to at least 3 years old.
Yeah. Oh, so he'll be rooting.
So, yeah, so they keep him off. Fucking... So they normally keep him off till three. So, yeah, Cylinder's prime.
He is ready.
Wow. He's ready to fuck.
But how good is that as an ownership group? You just go, yep, we got our Group 1, so now you offer him up as a Group 1 winning stallion.
Yeah.
Who wants to root?
Who wants to be pounded?
And guess who might? Who knows? Imperatory is retired today. Yesterday, what? As you're listening, Imperatory has retired 10 Group 1s and a shitload of prize money. She will now have her own foals and they will print as well.
What so. Distance are those two horses?
They're sprinters. Should,
are they both the same?
Both sprinters.
Well, surely both pump a market. Cylinder into Imperatory.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine. What?
I'm sure it'll be in the works.
It'll be a quick route.
And then think it over. Think it over's retired a couple of weeks back as well.
Oh, for fuck's sake, just retire all the cunts. Just as I'm starting to learn their names. Yeah.
You know all three of them?
What's it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the only I know fucking six all up.
Yeah.
so now I'm
He retired after he knocked off Fangirl and he won a Group 1 for his final race, which is good to see.
So is that what happens, man? Like they get to that age.
He was old.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, for different. Some of these young guns, if they win a couple of Group 1s, that's the decision they make to say, hey, we could retire it and definitely clean up.
Fucking oath. If it's still got its nuts. And it wins some big three-year-old races. Fucking off to start. Trapeze Artist was the one who did it.
Yeah.
It won some massive races and you go, oh, this thing could be anything, and then straight to stud.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's too much risk, man, when you're running them.
Yeah.
And it's obviously good enough to keep its balls.
Mm.
Like, because a lot of them become geldings because they can't behave.
Yeah.
They're trying to fuck.
Actually, that's the latest we got off Yabby Pump. He's just coming off the end of his spell ready to go back in pretty soon. And they were saying that, like, how's he looking with the nuts and that? And they said, no, he's behaving pretty well.
Really?
So for now,
yeah,
he's keeping them. Like, they're not like they're definitely coming out. He goes, no, he's still behaving all right.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
That'd be unreal.
I'd love it if he got to run with him in just to see if he behaves in that. Yeah, just for any sort of chance that the pump goes good.
Yeah.
And we can just pump him.
Yeah. Well, he can just pump.
He can pump.
Imagine fucking at the sales in 5 years' time, that bloke's up there on the lectern offering him up, this filly coming in is by Yabby Pump.
Yabby Pump side.
Side by Yabby Pump.
It'd be pretty – I'd be a pretty
straight
proud,
away.
I'd be a lot proud
number,
father.
Lot number 861. Yeah. Righto. Let's see how we went last week, because I reckon we've extended our lead, boys, in the Young Guns section.
Yes, we have. The boys have hit.
Righto, boys, the Group 1 TJ. So I'm going to have a unit each way on her as well. That's 3 units straight, number 1, I Wish I Win, and 1 unit each way, number 14, Chain of Lightning. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
On your barbs.
For my last, we've got a 3-leg NRL multi. Raiders playing the Eels on Sunday night at Canberra. I've tipped Canberra to win.
Oh, good.
So I'm backing them in the multi at $1.80. Danny Levi has scored 3 tries so far this season.
He has.
Because he just loves diving in.
Yeah.
And every time I put a multi on just personally for a Raiders game, I go, oh, why is that cunt scoring? I never fucking back him. So you know what?
How good
I'm
is
doing
that?
It this time. Because I think the para forwards will get lazy around the ruck. Close to that line, and he just loves the old white line fever, so he will just barge over. So you're getting $5.50 any time for that. And even if you don't back my multi, that's just personally, just put it in there. Trust me.
Right.
I honestly am that confident on it, and it feels weird to say that for a whole month.
Get on Blue Bear, didn't fucking back.
But then there was more.
That's right. And Mike Acevo made his return last week, and he just loves barging over and eating meat pies. So I'm backing him too, and that'll be paying $13.
Ooh, that's a great listen.
Okay. I was confused because you said the odds twice, but you were saying if you didn't want to put Acevo in, just go Raiders.
I can't believe how much you absolutely pounded Levi. Because obviously I wasn't it. Like, you properly.
I could have
easily
just have said, Danny Levi, I don't know, just who gives a fuck. But it was calculated. I knew he was going to get over.
You knew.
And if you rode with me, then fucking good on you.
Yeah, because you were saying this one, 550 is value, but I'm putting Sevo in as well. That's where
I think 550 was just for Levi.
See, he has got
just to score.
Levi just to score was $5.50. No Raiders.
See, he's got insights into Canberra though, and that's what we forget. His brother's plays.
Yeah, because Corey.
And he's done, I think he's done a hernia too.
3-leg Corey.
Yeah. But at least you've got those insights, and that's
right. Yeah. That's right. He lets me know who's firing up a training during the week.
Yeah.
A champion.
The champion.
The champions.
Champion.
Righto, well, this is a segment coming straight up where I need a win. The championships. We've decided that we're going to have 5 units a week, the 3 of us, and we're also going to include our listeners. Any sport, any race, anything, you got your 5 units. And we decided last week, Tommy, that if the listeners get a 15-unit return, or like, how do I say that, a 10-unit win. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they have to spend their 5 units though.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to at least get 15 units back.
Yeah.
And then they go again next week.
Yeah, so because otherwise they'll get their turn and go for a fucking paying $2.
Fucking sprayed if they did that.
Units on but myself at $1.26.
I'll get it though. That's
value. Yeah. So unfortunately, old Lukey Smith, I think he just shat the bed. Didn't even get close.
Is it Lukey or Fluky?
Fluky, yeah. Fluky, oh, one Fluky week.
Smith.
Oh, 1 week Smithy.
He'd be going, shut the fuck
didn't
up.
Didn't even get close. Nah.
Did he get hold?
He got fucking hold, all right. Here we go. Just
hold him. Hold him. Hold Luke still.
You can hear the clap.
Right, bit of background. Here's what happened. He had the 12-legger. I put money on both of his 12-leggers, but not his 8, because his 8 was all teams to win, and no cunt ever gets that right. So I went on his 12-leggers. First one, no good. And then the next one, it was like, this is going to happen, because all the goals had been scored. The biggest one for me, I stopped looking at the disposal thing because I was like, he's got it. All he needs is St Kilda to win, but it was a real close game.
Yeah.
And then it got to the end and I was like, he's done it because St Kilda have won. And then I see his post. Oh, and yeah. I went back on the AFL app and it says S. Bolton, 19 disposals. He had like 11 minutes. He didn't touch the ball.
Oh. Oh,
it is all he had to do was get it and just not even give it to anyone, just dispose of it.
Do you reckon Lukey was just pacing around the TV? Yeah. Like 11 minutes out thinking, I've got it. Just like waiting for him to grab it and just going, where is this cunt? Was he on the field?
Yeah, he was in the forward line though, and that was the thing. Everyone's like, because they lost, and everyone's going, wouldn't you put your best player in the midfield, like trying to win the game? But they left him in the forward line, and there was like, it just shows how fucking hard punting is because there was twice he went to pick it up and sort of fumbled it and then he went to take a chest mark and dropped it. If he had took that mark, he would have had to dispose of it.
Unless he just held on to it all night.
Disposals are such like in theory you go, well, that's easy. They're definitely gonna, but that is a perfect situation of just touch the ball.
Just get
cunt.
It. No, yeah, man. Just
but in all seriousness though, like good on you, Bruss. You fucking kicked them off. Like you got them off the mark and you
in
made
front.
It.
They're in front.
Fucking oath. So good on you.
They're in front. Hopefully good on you, Fluky. At the end of this month when we put out the things. There'll be a few more of us in the positives.
Hopefully, especially after this week.
I'll kick us off.
Yeah,
we went 2 weeks in a row where Lukey kicked us off and I had to fucking have a no dose. But we'll rip back in. I need a win, as I said.
Oh.
I'm spreading the seed. I'm spreading around.
Yeah,
I'm just racing though. I'm just racing.
Yeah.
I'm having a big swing on a multi at the end.
Yep.
There's going to be some spoiler alerts for some segments coming up later.
Yeah.
But we'll start with Ash Run boys in the Sydney Cup. Two units on Ash Run has had the perfect prep. Just absolutely perfect preparation for this. He had a win during that prep, so over 2,500.
Yeah.
He was good in the Tancred. He ran third, showing that he'll stay all day over that 3,200 metres. $6.50, I think, is super reasonable price.
Yep.
And then just before I move into my next two units, this is a huge G each way here because I'm not backing this horse. But
just gonna
number
pump
two,
it.
Number two, yous will remember it because Keto, the Cups King, as he was calling himself, this is what got the old boys off the mark because he backed a $34 roughie in the Auckland Cup. Marajan, it's come over to Sydney. So it's already run the 3,200 in the Auckland Cup. Yep. Now it's coming to try and win the Sydney Cup. So Keto's backed it when it won. It beat home Mark Twain, who has come to Australia since and absolutely hammered our field.
Mark Twain. Is that a horse?
That horse
sounds like
name.
A bloke.
Yeah, but it's the horse's name.
Yeah, right.
So Marajan's beaten it in the Auckland Cup, and then Mark Twain's come over and fucking just blitzed him. And I'm and it's paying $21.
Oh,
and I'm going,
what, and you're not on it.
I'm going, what the fuck's going on here? What do the bookies know that we don't? But I can't get off Ash Run. I said I was going to follow
you
him all
love
prep.
It.
So
I might get on. Is that a little sniff that Keto's going to be on?
Sure, that's a listener exclusive.
That's where I'm sort of going.
If he isn't, that is a listener exclusive.
Keats has got to be on it.
Listener exclusive G1 each way.
Yeah.
I hope I Quinella the
cunt. He'll put it in the fucking print clip next week. And
It'll be in the spreadsheet. Right, I'm going to spend another two units on another fucking favourite of mine. Bendigo Race 9, number 3, Foxy Frida.
Yeah, you do like her.
She is third up in the Golden Mile. She loves the track, actually. I wouldn't have thought she would add too many starts around Bendigo, but she's had three starts for two wins and a second. Loves the distance and, as the great man would say, and peaking. So third up the mile. It's $6.50 the field, which means $6.50 is the favourite.
Yeah, so it's fucking.
And she's almost favourite at $7. So I just think it's a great bet. It's a handicap though, so hopefully she gets in. She's got all in all right at the weights, but it's
good
not
barrier
not
or
great. Didn't look. Won't matter.
Yeah. Too good.
Two units on it at $7, and then I'm going to have a one-unit swing on a multi.
Yes. Beautiful.
It's a big place one. I had wins and places in there, and I went, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to go. I'm all to place. Ash Run the place in the Sydney Cup. Actually, there is a win. Bold Bastille at $1.35 to win is value out the arse because this field is shocking compared to what it's been running against. Foxy Frida the place. And then, spoiler alerts, here they come. Bendigo race 5, number 2, She's All Shenanigans to place. Into Pride of Jenny to place. Into Benedetta to place at Morfettville. You're getting $40 for that.
Ooh,
and nice. I'm going to put a unit on. The luck must turn.
Very nice.
The luck must
nice,
turn.
Nice, mate. Very
all
nice.
Those places I'm going to be having a bit on the nose as well.
Mm.
But that's me multi for the all show. Right.
Good shit, bro. Do you want me to kick things off here?
Go for it. Go.
Righto. So I was fucking, you know, had a few rough weeks and I just thought, just chill out, go back to the basics and just fucking single look at what you know. Like and drill it. So yeah. That's what I'm doing. I've got fucking a couple of multis here. I've got for Sharks versus Bunnies. I just think the Rabbitohs are a steaming pile of shit
now.
They suck ass. And when the Sharks play a team that sucks ass, they love pumping them.
Here we go.
So I'm going Cronulla 13 plus. I just think that they fucking, like, they get that.
Fair call.
Ronaldo Mulitalo to score. And there's a bloke who's coming back who loves a dog's eye. Britton Nakora.
Ooh.
He hasn't been there for a while. Ball. He's coming back running that line out right on the edge. So I've got him in there as well. That's paying $7.75 thanks to Bluebet.
What are we having?
Three units nice. On it. Now, I suck at Biffin, right, at punting on Biffin, and that's why I've left it out of the old boys segment and I'm having a swing in the championship for your sake. So, nice. But UFC 300, I had to have a little swing on it because of what it is. So I've got two units on this one. I think Justin Gaethje wins by decision against Holloway.
Decision?
Well, Holloway's never been knocked out.
Holloway's true. Never been knocked out. True. He is an absolute weapon, like with a chin of granite. Mm. So I just don't think he gets stopped. But I think Gaethje, like, lands more and wins.
Yep.
So I've gone in by decision. And I've gone an upset in the main event. I've gone Jamahal Hill by TKO.
Really?
Well, this is the way I think, right? I haven't seen him fuck all. I've seen the fuck out of Pereira for the last couple of years, and I just get brainwashed into like, yeah, he'll just win. But I've seen fuck all of Hill, and I always just go that in my head like Pereira, and the other cunt always wins. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to go Jamahal. I hope Pereira wins. But,
you do?
Yeah. So it's a groper each way.
Yeah.
So, why do you hope he wins?
I just like him. Okay. I think it's prime to see what he's done since he's come to the UFC.
Yeah.
And I just like seeing him win. But impressive. So those two things is paying $9.72 and I've got two units on it.
Fuck yeah. Nice.
Very nice.
But I want to know... I'll be backing fucking Holloway and Pereira.
Well, yeah, at least they're not Aussies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Righto. Mine starts Friday night. We've got the Broncos versus the Finns, the Battle of Brizzy.
Ooh.
Very confident in this one. I've got a three-leg multi. I'm going Broncos -5.5. So they'll win by a try or more, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Arthurs, anytime. He loves scoring when he doesn't knock it on 3 centimetres from the try line. Won't talk about that too much. And the bloke we pretty well sucked off pretty hard on Tuesday, Hammer.
Mm.
He just glides across the field. I think he'll get in sometime.
He does glide.
That'll pay $6.50. So I'm throwing four units on that one. And then
swinging
for my last unit. Yes, it's the same game, two-leg multi, but it is a bit of a calculated swing, in my opinion. We got Waz versus Manly this weekend.
Two-legger.
There's two forwards from each team that just love meat pies.
Can I guess them?
I know.
Guess them.
Surely you know the guess Manly.
Surely you know the Warriors one.
I reckon you know the Warriors. And you know
yeah.
Fanua Blake.
And Olakawata.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep. It's paid $26 to throw the last unit on
that's
that.
That's fucking all like
Fanua Blake will score early.
Yeah.
They'll just fucking barge over and then they will pump Hamole as they always do. And I saw that and it went $26. Those two score a lot more, especially Fanua Blake, than you think. So I went, fuck it.
He does,
yeah,
man.
Cool.
I picked
like that.
Danny Levi, so I could pick anyone.
The fucking bikey.
Yeah. The miniature
bikey. Now he's just throwing darts at a fucking wall. I'm telling you, fucking get on it.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, we should have let you pump that up, actually.
No, that was good.
Well, when it wins.
It was predictable.
Yeah.
No, that's I really like that bet. Yeah. Especially like 20 something bucks too.
26.
For no like result or anything. It's just
yeah, those yeah, boys yeah, just yeah.
a couple tries.
How good's that?
A couple big boys going it for a couple of
yeah. Could be 50 to 10 and you still get it.
Mm.
How good's that?
Good stuff.
Righto, well, we'll hear from our listener this week, Sammy Dwyer.
Sammy!
Didn't hear like where he's from or anything like that. I just he's sent it through to Quino, so we'll see how he goes.
Fucking hell.
G'day, Reggies. Now, I couldn't find the market on Jarchi knocking out G1 Bedwetter in round one, so I had to find something different. I'm heading down to DKC this weekend to watch Para vs Cowboys.
Oh.
And I'm going to do a groper special into a Jace and bet against my own team with a five-leg multi. So we're going to go with Cowboys -5.5. Neither of these teams like tackling much, so over 46.5 points. Cowboys to run rampant on Parra's new left edge, so Felt any time, Dearden any time, and Simonson running into Sivo's corner to score any time. At the time of recording, it's paying $21 on Bluebet. Shout out to me, Reggie's mate, Shawny Barry, and up the listeners.
Can't. If that wasn't for the Simonson, I'm not sold on that, but really love that bet because I've been doing a bit of studying too and that new side from, I think, is Morgan Harper?
Yeah. He Short said Sivo's corner, but that was a part of the ground, I assume, because Sivo got dropped.
But oi, so. I reckon that's a fucking, that is not a bad bet.
That isn't bad.
In my opinion.
Overs he's spot on with, it's going to be a fucking try fest.
Well, yeah, I looked at trying to put a footy leg. A footy leg in there somewhere into one of my bets. But all the games, I'm just like, I didn't know what to do. Like, Manly are going to New Zealand and you're like, oh, the Warriors should probably win at home, but Manly are playing well. Got Parra at home against the Cowboys who can't defend but can attack. And they got no Moses, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
I found it very tough in the AFL this week. I've been liking to sprinkle in a couple of multis. I looked at them all, and I just went, no.
But how's the Groper special into a Jace?
That's fucking great call.
That's great, isn't it? That was a beautiful fucking recording.
Yeah.
39 seconds.
I reckon my favourite so far.
He understood the assignment. Yeah, good.
He gave me a clip straight up.
Yeah.
Give me two.
Yeah.
And then got it over and done with.
Yeah.
Fucking right. Perfect. Quick, and he gave a shout out to his mate.
Quick drive by shout out. Yeah. Five leg. Fucking bang.
Fucking oath. Good stuff, Sammy.
Good on you, Sammy.
Everyone who jumps on and gets a part of that too, thanks heaps for getting involved.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, and we fucking love that you all get involved every week and actually want to be a part of it. So
yeah, it is
keep
brilliant.
It up. Yeah, keep fucking it up. Nice. And keep the fucking banter up too.
Oh, mate, the RRLC is brilliant.
Yeah.
Fucking everyone's hooking in. Oh, mum, the boy, I just keep looking at your jerseys.
I know.
Catch myself staring at your jerseys.
It just
every
looks
fucking
so fucking good.
I can't believe that fucking thing you put up the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you done got Giannis back.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. What about
said the back, we filmed this and just steamed in, mate. One take.
Wait. How's this, Jace? I don't know if you saw it. I said
oh,
it at the
I got
top.
Nailed. I got fucking nailed.
So on Instagram, a bloke, Nico Matt, I don't know, his name must be Matt Nicholson or something. Nico Matt said, body shape of a HB pencil these days.
Just got pumped, eh?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
fuck, that was good.
Oh, fuck, it was good.
I saw one bloke on TikTok, I think, say, oh, that was shit.
That was fucking shit without anything. And I thought, copy. Fucking sorry, son.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, you didn't like that.
What you want to do is you want to go to their page and hit unfollow.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And then
if you want to not see it.
Yeah. If you're in the RLC, fuck off.
But no, it's it just reminded me, though. I just need to give it a plug because, these things
April
are fucking 17. Unreal.
April 17, thereggies.com.au at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
They're going to be for sale.
There was actually someone who said, if I miss out on one, I'm going to like put like a threat there if he misses out. And I just commented and said, we'll be there at 6, you silly cunt.
Did you say that?
I did see that, yep.
Because normally you don't comment.
No, not much. I just sort of saw it and just thought it's a good – I just like going in to give him a clip every now and again. Not just
a little boop.
Yeah, fly in. Fucking, and that was it. Like when someone goes, oh, I wouldn't want to miss out. It's like, look, bro, if you're there at six on the dot, ready to go, and you miss out, then you're warranted in your with a fucking spray. Court.
You're as good a chance as any if you're there at 6. That's o'clock on the 7.
But if you roll in at quarter past and then you blow up at me that it's not there, I'll say, when were you there, son?
Yeah.
We have given you weeks and weeks of constant reminders of 6 p.m.
And look, if I had my time again, I probably would order more, seeing the reaction of everyone with them.
But fuck me, how do you know?
That's right. So always saying, right. Don't fuck around.
We're doing our best.
Righto.
We're doing our best.
We are. We're trying.
Hey, speaking
I've
of,
got mine. So.
Speaking of giving someone a clip, it's time for the B1 versus B2 segment.
B1. Are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
Oh, yeah. Are you wielding?
No, we know Polly. No. He went well.
Stays in the pocket.
He went well. Not in the... I see someone actually said, oh, there's a new B1, but they got confused.
It was in the Group 1 segment.
It was in the Group 1 segment. And they both were unsuccessful in the B1, B2.
So you reckon he'll be growling just in the... He's Group 1, or do you reckon he'll just come in barking at
that's
everything?
That's a good point, actually.
Do you think?
We'll have to find out, but we're going to have to hear from B1 first, which is still Button.
Reggie's TBR B1 here, rolling into this weekend, done all the form today, sat down, had a coffee, and I think I've found a few winners for all the punters out there.
Nice.
I'm going to start nice and early. BR, or Brisbane, Race 2, number 1, Itchy Band. Chris Waller, Jimmy Orman rides, has a lot going for it. It's a 3-year-old, 2,000-metre race. I think it's made for this horse. He's already been up around this distance. A lot of these horses will struggle at the distance, and I think Jimmy Orman will steer this home at $2.35, win. I think I'm going to have 4 units on it. I think it's a good thing. I think it'll kick the day off for all the punters there and give them a bit of money to splash about for the rest of the day. And then I'm going to go a multi because we know I'm a slut for a multi. And here it is, punters. Brisbane, race 1, number 1, Mashani Lily, the place. Sydney, race 9, number 1, a tissue, the place.
Ooh.
Sydney, race 10, number 4, Tashi, the place. Ooh. Off to Bendigo, race 9, number 4, Macram, the place. That's a 4-leg place multi. Paying up at about $19.80 at the minute. I think that's good shopping. I think if that gets up, that'll keep B2 back at B2 for a fair while yet, and that's what we're looking for. Good luck. Happy punning. And remember, the Moya. The fucking Moya.
Prime.
Good shit, Prime.
He's gone to Foxy Frieda's race there and back Macram. The place, though.
Just the place.
That's all right. Which is fine. I like his bet. First up, I had a look at that itchy bum, but
itchy bum.
I steered away, but I like it. I thought he was just going to slap the 5 units on it, which was probably, you know, maybe should have, maybe shouldn't. Maybe he'll get the place.
Time will tell.
He's a slut for a multi, as he says. Righto, we'll hear from the B2 TJ Barbary.
Reggie's. Well, B1 versus B2 this week.
Sounds a bit flat.
Well, boys, Barb's had an absolute Barry Crocker this week. Pest from another podcast rung me the other night while I was in the shower, and my phone vibrated off the ledge in the shower and smashed into a million bits on the shower floor with the water running on it. So
I cannot believe.
Tell you what, the luck of the draw with phones and me in this podcast since I've joined it, it's not going too well. But anyway, this week, boys, I'm going to break my cardinal rule. I'm going to go to Durban, race 6, number 12, Apophis.
He's backing one of his.
Trained by L.J. Goff.
Oh!
Strapped by yours truly in T. Barbary. Boys, this horse has got more ability than he knows what to do with. It's just his manners let him down every now and again. He can do things that are a bit silly and a bit fucking strange, but I'm telling you now, if this horse turns up and behaves himself on Saturday, forget last start, put a pen through last start. He got cut in half in the start. He got cut in half around the bend. He got cut in half up the straight. But if this bloke turns up on Saturday, he could be fucking anything and they won't see which way he went. And it's $7.50 and $2.40. He's got to be the best bet of the weekend for mine if you want to take the risk. I'm going to have 2 units to win, 3 units to place. Doombin, race 6, number 12, Apophis. Barrier 4, Georgina Cartwright to take the reins. Knows him like the back of her hand. Get on. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punning.
Oh, that is huge. Absolutely poured every cunt into that.
Yep. Good on him, though.
Yeah,
like, he hasn't gone and done it, which makes me pumped about it. I will be getting on that because like,
he's never done it.
He hasn't done that purposely to pump up his own stuff, but he goes, I like this one. And I'm going to steer.
If he said every week, like, oh, this is racing boys, you've got to get on it. It's one of my horses, but you know something.
It's never been done.
If he's breaking his rule,
it's never been done.
And he's throwing all the fucking eggs in one basket. And imagine if it comes off,
everyone will just be itching for his next time. Put on him.
I can't believe I wasn't even going to mention the phone situation, but he just did.
So did he say he had it in the shower with him?
So now we're going to talk about it. Sorry, Barbs, but he was fucking pulling himself for sure.
Why else would you have a phone?
Yeah, propped up.
It was in the shower.
Propped
up.
On the vinegar.
Or he's listening to a bit of tunes or something.
I just couldn't believe that was a story you run with. I said, you could have told me fucking anything because I wasn't there, but you've run with, you were in the shower and your phone.
Because normally the phone doesn't come in. I'd leave it on the basin outside of the shower normally.
What if you're watching something?
Yeah, if you have it planted up against the wall and you're just ripping the skin off it. Yeah.
That's what I reckon.
Well, and good on your Barbs if that's what you were doing.
Well, if you're doing that, that's fine, mate. Hope. We've all been there.
Yeah, but literally could have told us anything.
Mm.
Like, it was on the kitchen table, but he said
threw it off his balcony
I was
again.
In the shower well, mate, and it vibrated shit, off Barbs. The ledge.
He doesn't talk shit.
No. What? Don't look at me like that. Talk to me. Look at me in that tone of voice.
Nah, go on, Barbary.
The segment.
I'll be
pumped.
On that.
Yeah,
I'll be on
fuck
that.
Yeah. It's never been done.
Absolutely.
It's a first. And, geez, I hope it runs well now. I really hope it runs well.
Oh, for his
well.
Sake.
Or it gets, like, you. Yeah.
Like he said, there's a risk in it.
He plays up.
Yeah.
That's what he said. But if he behaves himself and he's switched on the day, he's going to be very hard to beat.
Could be anything, he said. Anything.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
But does he decide to have fun instead?
So that means that he could be a shit cunt.
Oh. Does he decide to have fun instead?
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Punters are rallying around the Group 1 winners.
The Group 1. And there's another Group 1 success.
Let's move into our Group 1 segment. Every week there's a Group 1 on, boys and girls. Everyone's going to have a crack at it. So we're going to hear from everyone in this segment as per usual. We'll all give our tips. We've got 4 Group 1s again. Day 2 of the championships in Sydney. Sort of wraps up their autumn carnival this day. So last week you got the TJ and the Doncaster. They're your two big races. And then this week you've got the Sydney Cup and the one that five-legger, son of the great G1P, a.k.a. Red Producer, has chosen for us. Jace has picked the Group 1 Queen Elizabeth Stakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's run over 2,000 metres at Randwick. And like I said, it's a race that just caps off the autumn carnival.
I'm so keen to see what everyone goes here.
I think
I'm genuinely pumped to just hear what everyone reckons.
Yeah.
Perfect race to pick because we've seen a lot of the horses in this race run through autumn and the grand finale who's going to come out on top.
Some horses in this race that we've seen into like a dollar something all out, like at a fair price. Obviously, because of the distance they're running and just where they're at, but
you're talking about Mr. Brightside.
$9,
double figures.
Like,
or
have
something.
You ever? When's the last time you saw Brightside at those?
Yeah, probably Cox Plate last year. And that was it. But look, some big names have won this. Might and Power won the race. Lonro won it. Winx won it 3 years in a row. And then I don't know if you just remember this, but Adabe. It was a European horse. He won it two in a row. He had some awesome battles with Very Elegant over the years. He was unreal to watch because the jockey would be fucking up it, like from the 500, shoving this thing along. Like you're just going, this is going to run last for sure.
Yeah.
But that was how he raced.
Just belting it.
He needed that fucking stoke up from the 500. And it would be the whole way down the straight just feeding it, going, come on. Not barely even hitting him, just...
Yeah.
pushing, you know, and yeah, it was from so far out. And every start you go, oh, he's fucked, and then he just win. So he won the Queen Elizabeth twice in a row. That was only a few years ago. Dubai Honours win last year was unreal, and I can't believe it hasn't come back to try and win the race again because it smashed Animo, like smashed Animo into the ground.
I remember that.
And we know what Animo was at the peak of his powers then. So
had Dubai Honour ran in Australia prior to that?
Had a start before that, yeah. And won that as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rain forecast at all. Should be a beaut of a day. Quick shout out to the fucking track managers down there at Randwick because the amount of water they got in Sydney on Friday night, Saturday morning. See what happens when we mention Sydney?
Yeah, that's right.
I thought the chair broke.
No, he just shit himself. No, some that water, mate, some of the footage I saw of people walking, like Peter Moody put up a thing of him. He was at the track at 4 a.m. And he was in like shin-deep water. And
fucking you're just going, hell.
You're not racing, you know. There's no way you're racing. By 10 a.m., the sun was out and they ended up on a klutzy 9, not even a 10. And then it even got better and it got to a klutz 8.
Wow.
And that at 4 a.m. even after it was flooded, man. Like,
was that after
flooded.
A few races as well?
Yeah, it got
track
better.
Would have just been,
that's wow, pretty good, eh?
Yeah, man, it was unbelievable. So they've done a great job there. Now, I'm going with the KISS method this week. Keep it simple, stupid, cunt.
Silent seat.
Prider Jenny, fourth up, 2,000 metres. Should we have a quick look at the market, actually, before?
Let the boys know what Bluey have got going again, too. Yeah, they've taken on the fave in that the last couple of fucking weeks and get away with it, too. So I reckon it's time for the punters to hit them back.
It's time for the punters to get
it's
one
back.
Time
for the fucking punters.
As we said, we got Mr. Brightside. He's at $10. He's the it's a weight for age, so all these males are paying. Have got 59 kilos on their back, and then there's some mares with 57, and there is a colt who's going to run around in Che Wolf, and he's got 55.5. So Brightside, Cascadian, he won the Australian Cup last start. You've got Lindemann and Buckaroo. Don't know. Kovalika's a chance. And then Pride of Jenny and Via Sestina. They're the two interesting runners. You got the import, who's now trained by Waller. And then you got Pride of Jenny, who gives herself every chance, every start, trained by Kieran Maher. Mm-hmm. And then there's another import down the bottom there called Place du Carousel. Now, there's been a bit of chat about that in the market. So I don't think the gap between Via Sestina and Place du Carousel should be what it is. $230 for Via Sestina and fucking $11 for the other one. So, and it's run second last start to Via Sestina. So I just think that's a crazy gap in the market. But what I'm going to do is keep it simple and go Pride of Jenny. She's fourth up, fitter now. Hopefully can kick that little bit harder and hang on rather than get done at the 50-meter line.
Mm-hmm.
I think what turned me off the favourite was I heard an old theory that you back these imports straight off the plane. As soon as they get off the plane, first up in Australia, bang, you back them because they fucking jump out of the ground.
Mm.
And then they go flat second up, and then third up, they're ready to go again. So I'm sort of trying to hope that it falls away because if it shows up, it'll just win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have a little saver on Kovalika. One unit on Kovalika, the win at $23.
Nice.
Not bad punting.
Yes. What are your thoughts? Because obviously Cascadian, you were on it last start.
Yeah.
Was that his grand final?
I think it was his grand final. Like, this is obviously a big spoiler for what I'm going to be going on, but that race, Cascadian, unreal.
Yeah.
Like, that was its last. It's an old fucking horse.
Had all the favours.
That was all the favours, worked for it.
Had the perfect
ride. Not
going
to back it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to back it up here. And the fact that Pride of Jenny, how fucking close it was to winning.
Fuck, it's a good horse.
Oh,
and it just led the whole way. And now it's like, oh, you know, the 2,000 meters was a bit of a question mark, but it's obviously got that fitness now. It's done it before. They're going to look at how it ran and went, how can we do that 50 meters better?
Yeah.
And I think it's primed and ready for this. So, yeah, I'll just say right now, I've got five units on
Pride. Five units on Pride, yeah. Yep, yep.
I think it just leads whole way.
I just think I like having the saver on number 5 Kovalika because it gets to that 2,000 metres now, but it just hasn't really had done anything for me this prep, and I'm just waiting for it to go bang. And I think like it raced last week, so on the quick backup into a Queen Elizabeth is not ideal. But yeah, hopefully it can fucking surprise me.
You mentioned it before, Tom, like Brightside was always a dollar something favourite. How quickly it's taken like a third and a fifth, and now everyone's turned off it.
Yeah, I know, but it's the
if
the
it
distance.
Ran it, yeah, if it ran at 1600 or 1400, I reckon it would be down in threes.
It's just weird scrolling through in any race and seeing that Brightside name with double, you know.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But I think I'm going. I do like Pride of Jenny. There was just a horse on here that I couldn't like for the price and looking at a bit of form. Like I didn't go and watch every race the last fucking 5 starts or anything. But that place to Carousel. Yeah. I just like it, man. And Tommy Berry aboard. I really like him as a jockey, and I just think there's a bit of value. And I'd like to just get a fucking double digit win. So
100%.
I'm going all 5 units. On the nose.
On the snot.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I just reckon there's no reason why it can't fucking win.
If you look at them two, the 8 and the 10, Via Sestina and Place to Carousel, and tell me that there's a fucking $8.70 gap, I'll just be like, come on, mate, fucking hell.
What's happened there?
Anyway, it was good. Via Sestina was very, very good. First up.
So will it be those two horses, Pride of Jenny and Carousel out in front, Carousel. Leading Carousel.
Yeah, it'll be like this. The classic Jenny will be.
We'll just leading
and
barnstorm,
and then the Carousel. He'll bring up the chasing pack. Mm. He'll lead the
but
chase.
But I mean, I think both of those horses won't get stuck behind. Fucking
no, fuck no.
Yeah,
Jenny especially.
Which I sort of like having a horse like that in there, just going. At least I know I'm not getting stuck up.
Yeah,
dot.
Yeah. Like fucking Espiona did last week. Let's bring that up. Fuck, I'm furious about that. Eh? Jess, well, just give me a break.
Like we mentioned before. So Bluebet offering for the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Pride of Jenny top 2 finish, $3.50.
$3.50 for top 2.
Top 2.
And you're getting $4.20 the win.
So like, download the Bluebet app, get amongst that.
Because I honestly think worst place, we get a repeat of what happened in the Australian
Cup.
Yeah,
gets done.
I think that, fuck, we should get on that because she might get wound in.
Can I do one unit on that?
She's $4.20 now. If she gets wound into 380 or something, then the 350 for top 2 is a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely, it's value. That is definitely value.
Yeah.
I think they're getting a bit cheeky.
They are.
They're getting a bit cheeky because they've done it twice now and got away with it.
Stormboy and Imperatrice.
Yeah.
Yep. So now they're going, let's go in cheekier.
That was
cheeky. So fucking boys.
Good on them though.
Hit them.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Well, here a couple or however many we can, but we've got Grabber's Greyhound coming up very soon. Who should we hear from here?
Keats.
Yeah, go Keats.
Yeah, stick with the original formula.
Reginald. The QE Stakes shapes as a very exciting race, and I'll be having my own little saver on Keto's tip from last week, Kovalika, just in case. He relishes this distance, but I'm very unsure about the quick backup against this high-class field. The horse I've come up with here is another European raider outside of the favourite in a mare called Place to Carousel, number 10. Very exciting mare who comes with great credentials. Overall record is exceptional. 2 from 2, second up, loves the distance, T-Berry to steer, Friedman Stables are firing all over the country at the moment, so I'll be having 5 units to win at $11.
Let's go,
until
Kato.
Next week, happy punting, stay safe.
Beautiful.
Love there's that. That sounded stuff. Way better than mine. Listen to Keto's reasoning while we're on it.
That's why we're on it.
That's why we're on it. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Here, we got time. Have we got time for the great man?
G1P.
G1P. Please, G1P, be on it too.
Oh, just quickly, I was telling the boys before, whenever Pedro does his recordings, he sends them through to me, I send them to Quino, and he usually just labels it, oh, boys, here's that recording, and then G1, here's that recording. This week, he's done,
Oh, boys, yep. And then he's gone and called himself G1P. The whole segment,
well,
G1P.
Well, look, I
feel like you're allowed to say that when you're at his level at the moment.
Yeah, you're allowed to lip.
And say what you want.
You're allowed to lip.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Yes, I'm all about the fucking just nicknaming yourself.
Self-proclaimed.
Well, when I let other cunts do it, I get stuck with gropers. So I got to do it myself.
Oh. Fuck, that's good.
And we got time for the G1P. We do. We got heaps.
Righto, Group 1 Racing, Queen Elizabeth Stakes, 2,000 metres. Let's go. Righto, this is another fucking hard one. But hey, they ain't trying to fix something that isn't broken. So I am whacking 3 units on number 2 Cascadian. Oh. The old fella, the last few rides have been awesome. So, fucking, let's punt away on it.
An old boy,
let's go again, Cascadian, 3 units. Thanks to Loop Ebbett, $9. And with my remaining 2 units, I'm going number 11, Seal Wolf. Can you pronounce it?
Yep.
I'm sure I'll be corrected. It's just been losing last two races to Riff Rocket, not by a lot. And, you know, it's going to chew up these meters. Only 10 or 11 horses in it. Yeah, $18 Bluebet are going to give me for that. So 2 units on that, 3 units on Cascadian. Righto. Attack.
Righto. Nice. Before we hear from Rocket, we got 20 seconds until the Grey Hound for tonight runs.
On.
Dapto Race 5. We're going back to proper what we know here.
Yeah, yes. Fucking nice.
Ryan's Cleaning Service Race. Over the 297 at Dapto.
Fuck yeah.
Number 4, All for Irish, is the hound's name. Ronnie Alcock trains him. And he's been fucking sired by Fernando.
Oh, stop
it. He's won 3 times from box 4. He should have some early speed to hopefully hold the dog that's in box 8 out. That's the plan.
I think Tom and I are quickly loading.
I'm getting on.
Hopefully big Ronald Alcock has got fucking All for Irish fucking just barred up and ready to go.
What a name.
Come on.
Right. Betting close.
Oh, we're behind.
I've missed.
Anyway, hopefully that's all right. That's an omen.
Moral win.
Oh, look, I'll happily not win if it wins. Come on, let's go.
Just ping it out. Ping it.
Number
4. Come on, Irish.
Just ping it, Irish.
The big
Irish. He's pinged a bit.
Get through.
Great start. Take his shot. Go.
Hold this.
Hold it.
Go, bud. Go.
Now I'm off.
Oh, he's paid $7.
Fuck the big all cock.
No, mate. I got on at $4.60.
At least you got on.
What did he pay? Oh, $5.50. He paid $5.50.
Yeah, that was brilliant to watch.
Just fucking careened out.
Whoever was behind him just took out the field.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Look at him. Ronald Alcock.
Oh.
Alcock all wins.
That is brilliant.
Did you get on?
Yeah. See, I just got on.
We were listening
I
to
had 20, for you, I had Tom. 20 on there just hitting it and it went, nah, that close.
That's
anyway. That's
what we'll do is we'll blame G1P for that.
Mm. Yeah, he took too long.
That's brilliant though. There's one in the bank, boys. See, go back to what you know.
Back to what you know. Fuck, the rhino's that's good. Cleaning.
That's
service.
Honestly what you want in a greyhound race. Eh? Yeah. Get out early and then let the others just fucking be dogs.
Fuck it all up for themselves. Mm. You beauty. Let's hear from Rocket. Still the Group 1 segment.
Yeah. Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rocket's Ruffies, raring to go. Group 1 tip this week is Randwick on Saturday, Race 8, Queen Elizabeth Stakes. I'm going Horse 7, Pride of Jenny. She was unlucky in the Australia Cup. I think she'll go one better. She's in form. 5 units at $4.20. Jump on her. Stay hard.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you can't argue with it, can you?
Good punting. No.
Like I was saying, it will give a sight and just hope it's fit enough to hang on. Righto, let's go to Button or Barbs, whichever you fucking
desire.
Surely we'll get a bit of trout in here.
Yeah, surely.
from B2.
He was too calm in the B1 segment.
Yeah.
Reggie's Group 1 racing this week, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Small field of 10 to go around. And look, I'm going to run through them quickly. Mr. Brightside can't run the distance. Cascadian too old. Buckaroo not good enough. Lindemann not good enough. Kovalika a good each way chance. You know, maybe not the preparation on a quick backup, but still a nice horse. Zarek not good enough. Pride of Jenny, distance query, good tough mare, but will set the speed. And like I say, she's a tough mare, but distance query. Via Sistina, short price favourite. I'm going to go against her because I'm going to look for a bit of value. And look, I think things were given to her with the slow tempo last start. This start, Pride of Jenny will enable them to be running along harder. And I'm just saying that she might get taken out of her comfort zone in this race. 10 place to Carousel. I think this horse is a chance. I think things will suit her a little bit better in this race to last start running second. I'm going to give her a chance. And the 11, Seol Wolf, not good enough. So, look, all in all, I've run through the whole field and pretty much I'm going to go with 3 units, the win on Place to Carousel, and 2 units, the win on Kovalika. That's me bets for this week in the Group 1 racing. Good luck, happy punting, and remember, the Moya, the fucking Moya.
Every time.
Oh, that's
I don't
prime.
Mind He's that punting, little, eh?
Giving us a little run through there. I like how there's plenty not good enough, and then one too old.
Yeah.
Oh,
does beautiful. That fill you up with more confidence now too, Tom?
Fuck yeah, I like hearing that.
Yeah, it's keto and, you know, someone who's supposed to know.
Yeah.
Blake trains them.
Righto, here we go.
B2.
Here we go.
Reggie's Group 1 Racing returns to Royal Ascot this weekend.
Royal Ascot, does
the time-honoured Queen Elizabeth Stakes.
We're going to Perth.
After last weekend's Herculean effort by Chain of Lightning at 25-1, I'm going to stick with the same formula. I'm going to have 3 units on the fave via Sistina. Her effort a couple of weeks back was fucking unbelievable. Had to be seen to be believed. She was unreal in her first up win in Australia. But from there, I do like one a bit longer in the market. And it's a horse that we've backed on the show before. He was my best bet for the Blue Bet Punters Club all them months ago. And he was scratch race morning, but we ended up going on to back 2 winners on the day, including Sofrato. I'm going to have a unit each way, Kovalika. I really think this horse is getting to the right trip and he's just been racing like a horse that's been screaming for 10 furlongs. If Via Sistina gets in any trouble and this horse gets the right run in the race, he will prove very, very hard to beat at the end of 10 furlongs. So they're my bets for the Group 1, 3 units, Via Sistina, a unit each way, Kovalika. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
They got a long way to go to get to Royal Ascot, that's for sure. That's in England.
26-hour flight.
Oh, I wonder what's happened there.
I don't know. Big day.
Why the
Big
fuck day. Wasn't he chirping?
He did. Oh, he gave look. It. Gave himself a little chirp.
No catalogue.
I thought it was going to be full.
Look, mate, I think he's got a bit on, you know, fucking dropped the phone.
Yeah, having a pull.
Yeah, a bit on. Now he's using a Nokia 3000.
There was a bit going on. We nearly didn't get his bets in. Had to run home and use
I didn't think he wanted you talking on his behalf, G1.
No.
Understand.
I would have done it.
Yeah, I know you would have.
I definitely would have mentioned last week's win.
Mm.
That was a nice bet. He nearly quinella'd that race, actually, because he tipped I Wish I Win and Chain of Lightning.
Mm.
Just let's not talk about it. Let's be honest. Fucking certainty beat.
Still not over it.
Still not over it. All
That's
good.
Fair enough, too.
Righto. That's it, isn't it? For that segment?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old boys versus
the young guns.
Righto, let's get into the old boys.
I'm thinking, nah, because I've got guns.
Yeah, I was like, hold up a second.
Yeah, nah.
I've got redemption coming.
Fucking oath. Jace got his.
Yeah,
I did.
That's right, I'm due.
That was beautiful. He got that win.
Due.
I'm letting the shoulders a bit loose.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm sticking with me same.
I'm similar to Rain.
I've got one multi that I'm very confident on, but there is one which is just the biggest loaded right-hand swing, in my opinion.
Nice. A big fucking look at the ground.
Odds-wise, it is a massive swing, but I definitely think it can come off.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. Let's do what we've tried to do the whole time and we'll go keto.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how it is.
Mm.
Just forget every time.
Great little segment this. This is going to be fun. We've got a bit of you kind of fucked it last week because I wasn't expecting you to go a short price horse, which is what I normally do.
By the way, got shot.
Bro,
You kidding? I looked at that and went, what? Like, just.
Something's obviously going on.
Is it alive still?
Yeah, but something would have
done a hammy.
Very, very wrong.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, wow. Yeah, like, man. You can tell when the jockey's just half standing up, just not even.
Yeah.
When they're just trotting on the straight, you just go.
Did it finish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it just did then.
Yeah.
But it kept going through.
So you actually did see it pass the line. Because sometimes they pull them up on halfway.
It did. It just was not 1 ounce
of light. Yeah, no. Something went wrong.
Yeah, I was so off it.
It's all good.
Anyway, so I've gone back to just what I know.
Yeah, sweet. Well, we're in front. We got further in front. Obviously, Jace got about 24 unit win or something.
Good on your brother.
It was 26, but you had to put the units on.
Yeah, that's right.
Profit 24 wise. Profit. I am going to go. Oh, actually, I've got a multi.
Beautiful.
But it's $4.15, but it's a multi. Morfettville, horse 8, race 8, horse 10, Benedetta. Boys, Benedetta. She's way too classy for these.
Benedetta.
She just ran fourth in a Newmarket down the straight. It was the closest photo I've ever seen to her running third.
Yeah.
You can basically say placed in a Newmarket, goes to Adelaide, surely too good for these, and you're getting $3.10 as we speak. And just because I want the odds to be over $4 this week, I'm going to throw the Raiders head-to-head at $1.34 because that's surely value against the Titans in Canberra.
Mm.
And the two-legger gives us $4.15, 5 units on.
Nice.
Nice.
That is great.
Just
bunting.
A nice little fucking solid one for the group.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A horse that should be winning and then the Raiders will win.
Quick question. At what point do owners/trainers go, you know what? We've tried at Sydney and Melbourne because those are the two main ones. What point do they fuck them off to Adelaide or Brizzy?
I think.
Is it just if it's like going shit and they're like, we've done our best on the East Coast?
In Sydney and Melbourne, yeah. Well, you've got it. So some trainers have got satellite stables all the way up down the coast.
Yeah,
so
true.
It's pretty good because you can keep it with the same trainer. Because
Benedetta has been up there in the last 6 months and then just.
In Melbourne.
Struggled
there's.
Too.
Good racing in Adelaide coming up, though.
Yeah, right.
But they got group ones coming up.
Oh,
I think this is a stakes race.
Yep.
So you'll quite often see Melbourne horses especially go over there because it's fuck all.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me just have a look. Someone else keep going there and I'll just have a look because I'm fairly sure that this race at Morfettville, it is. It's a stakes race. So
Righto.
It's like it's a decent race.
Yep.
You got the Port Adelaide Guineas, on. Race 6, and then you've got the Araria Stakes and the R.N. Irwin Stakes.
Copy.
There.
Yeah, I was just curious on what point, because Benedetta, I backed it a couple months ago as well, and I just went, at what point do they decide, you know what, whether you're too shit now or are they just exploring other avenues?
That definitely obviously happens, but no, it might be it might be getting prepped up for one of the group ones over there.
Yeah, copy, righto. Keep an eye out for
Gets in, what did it carry? It carried 52 in the Newmarket, so it did have every right to run well.
Mm-hmm.
Got 56 on Saturday, but I just, I look at the field and go,
well, that's
surely it's fucking too good.
That's what
for
I mean.
These.
If it's struggling a bit on at Sydney and Melbourne, but it's against such good fields, then
It's not that bad of a field, actually.
Take him to Adelaide with a lesser field.
You got Kalos, you got Q-Man. Q-Man won a group one fucking couple of weeks ago, so maybe it's not that bad of a field. But, I think
still full confidence.
Too good for them.
I love that.
Righto. Keto. It's got to be this mark.
Reginald. No need to panic, Rocket. Pedro, let the lads bask in their little bit of glory at the moment whilst they can, as it will be a very dramatic turnaround when it happens. And it's going to happen soon. Keto's Bluebet old boy is about to expedite that turnaround with a two-horse multi, the win and the place. Let's go. Bendigo Race 9, number 15, Tara Mansour. Yep, I had to back it because of Tara. Yeah. Second up in this Golden Mile and has been set for this race. Philip Stokes doesn't bring them over for nothing. $21 and $6 a place. I'll give you the next one, then I'll tell you the winning bets. Flash of Dallas in the WA Derby. Certainty beat last start in the Oaks. I'm still trying to get over it. I backed her at $18 this morning, but I see she has shortened eagerly, and so she should. Currently $11.350. One unit the win multi, $231. And four unit the place multi at $21, thanks to Bluebet. Happy punting. Come on, the old boys.
So he stayed away, but he has gone back to one that he knows. And that's that Flash of Dallas. That thing, honestly, was a certainty beat in the guineas. That was he had a bet on the show in this segment, and I fucking got on it because I was like, I'm not missing out here.
Yeah.
And yeah, run third, and mate, fuck me, should have won. But so that's three bets now we've got in the Golden Mile at Bendigo.
Yeah.
He's gone down to Tara.
As soon as he said it, I was like, oh, that's just pure. Omen.
Foxy Frida already into $5.50 from $7. Someone has just absolutely launched that.
Just pounded it.
Yeah. And he stayed away from his fucking merger.
Surely that's a little listener one, though. You have to pump that up.
Yeah, but maybe it's peaked.
You know?
He did say peaked.
You think he'd be all over it?
Yeah. Because it's already, it's already gone to its grand final in the Auckland Cup and won the cunt. So yeah, true. Yeah, anyway, we'll see.
Righto, I'm splitting these up to a couple of multis. I've even held back one that I always put in purely because I just think this fucking wins. This bet wins. We're going Seagulls versus Warriors. I'm going overs. So over 41.5, I think that definitely happens, over 41.5. And then I'm going DWZ and Tommy Turbo to score. I've left Hamole out.
Right.
If you want more value, put the cunt in. I have just left him out because I just think that bet happens paying $6. And I've got three units on that.
Beautiful.
Now, the next one, I'm having a bit of a swing, but it doesn't feel like one. I'm going Cowboys. Who are they playing again? Fucking
Eels.
Eels, yeah. I have no one from the Eels in this bet. So I'm going Cowboys to win. Cole Felt to score two. I think he scores a couple of meaties, and I'm going Jeremiah Nene. I think he's due. I always have been putting him in, and he hasn't scored. I think he is due to score. So, yeah, that pays $14, and I've got two units on it.
Nice, mate.
Hope he's not marking Sean Lane, because if they target that kick, you got that big tower right there.
No, I think Sean Lane's on the left. He might be.
Anyway, it's all good.
I just think he scores. He's
due. That's a great bet. That is a great bet.
I'm just fucking nervous about Para for some reason because
I've tipped him.
You just never know.
So,
but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised, value and try scores
surprised
there
was no Raiders game there.
Yeah.
Maybe you're
no, I'll see it away from it.
And no South. No South yet.
Yeah, I put Souths earlier.
Well, I had Sharks too.
You did too.
To just drill the cunts.
Yeah.
But look, I just think Morgan Harper. Just
big harping on.
He just lets tries in for fun.
Yeah, remember Talakai's game against him that time? Made they were nearly talking Talakai up to being immortal.
That first like 10 rounds after where he was the best player in the
best half of footy ever. Yeah. Maybe look at who's defending.
Yep.
So
great call.
Did it happen again?
No.
Right,
anyway, that's me.
That's good. Let's hear from Rocket.
Punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. Old boys versus the foreskins. When things get hard, they disappear. All right, we're off to the US Masters. We're on a four-leg multi on a top 10 finish. Four players are John Rahm, Rory, the Sookie Fuck, McIlroy, Scotty Scheffler, and Tony Finau. Five units. At $25. Get on them. Stay hard.
Right, I'm just going to hope that that doesn't win because
we can give him the benefit of the doubt with golf because you can still bet on a top 10.
That's when it finishes.
You can still bet on a top 10 finish the day before.
Monday. The odds will just
the odds will be completely different depending on
where. So whatever comes up tomorrow, we'll just put it at those odds or?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning when the post is up, those odds could be completely different because who
it
knows
could
be
better.
Leading on day one.
Someone's shit the bet.
So whatever they are when we post the thing.
It's like putting it on the tote.
It's good on him for going to the Masters, though.
I was tempted to do it, but I steered away from it due to it starting tonight. Nah. But I told you on Tuesday I think Koepka's going to win, so that's my gripe a little each way.
And anyone who says, oh, how come we couldn't do a Thursday night? Because fucking Rockets are part of the show.
And he just knocked me out if I was like, hey, man. That was shitty. Just shut up.
He would say fuck off. Yeah.
So we had no choice.
We've got no pull.
We had no choice.
He just does what he wants, and that's what he did. So
it's his show.
You've handed it over to him.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Hey, good on you, mate. Good bet. Yeah.
That is good betting. I am going to the UFC. Like you mentioned, Tommy, massive spectacle. So I feel like I've got to have a little multi on this. First leg, I've got Oliveira to win. I think you're getting a pretty decent value there.
Against the young guy.
He's not done. I don't think he's done. Oliveira's still going to want to be a title contender, I think, at least. So starts here. And then I've got Gaethje to win. I just think he's such a knockout artist, but Holloway is a fucking iron chin. So it's like, what even happens there? But I think Gaethje will just... They'll brawl, obviously.
Yeah.
It's baddest motherfucker title. There's no way these two don't go out there and just swing. But I think Gaethje will come out top there. And then it's going to be conflicting because I've gone Pereira to win.
That's good, though. That's great.
Well, we'll get that leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone will get that leg.
One of us are going to win that leg.
The show will win that leg.
Yep.
So we've both gone Gaethje. I've gone points. You've just gone him to win.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're similar on that one. But, yeah, so it's just those three legs, and it's paying $7.50, putting four units on that one.
Here we go.
It'd be cool if it gets to the main event. Like, both of us still
imagine
alive.
We both got the multis still alive.
Hopefully, be rooting for Jace's.
Worse. Yeah, just because it's old boys.
Yeah.
And then for this last one, because I got up in the old boys segment last week, I know we still aren't in the positives, but... I'm just going to give myself some room to swing here.
Far from it.
Four leg, horse racing multi. And it's at Randwick this weekend in some of the group ones.
Here we
Starting off, race 6, Orchestral to win. Race 7, Ashran to place. Race 8, Pride of Jenny to win. And then race 9, Zugotcha to win.
Ooh,
I was so
hell.
Tempted to go Pride of Jenny to place, but I'm that fucking confident it's going to win this. Right. $58 odds, one unit on it.
A tissue might win the ninth too.
You think a tissue's going to be Zugotcha?
Oh, fucking, it won it last year, this race.
Yeah, Zugotcha just looks too good at the moment, I think. But yeah, honestly, that's why I'm not feeling like that's such a fucking massive swing.
No,
it's just
not.
Odds that kind of defer me
But. Well, you got Orchestral, she's red hot.
Mm.
And then you got Pride of Jenny's second favourite. Now the two are... Is it
Zugotcha to win and then Ashran to place.
Yeah, copy.
I think Ashran to place.
I reckon Ashran wins.
Yeah.
Nice. How much? What was the odds?
$58.
For a unit?
One unit on
nice.
That.
Nice.
So, worst case, that just gets up and we're in the positives with one unit on.
I've had my six-legger on already. I've put it on already.
Oh, nice. I think this is the first show. This is the first punch show. Have we done a punch show before all in our jerseys?
No.
Well,
no,
we haven't. Fucking... There
no, we
are.
Clean sweep coming in.
Yeah, we're gonna clean up.
Yeah, fucking
week.
Oath. Just a quick update. We'll just talk about the only important segment where we are 50 units up on the old boys.
Oh, okay. Nice. What was that again? 50?
50 units up.
Okay. Like beating them by 50 units.
Beating them by 50.
Oh, righto.
Still minus.
Yeah. Oh,
but we're beating
them. Fuck. Yeah.
It's exactly 50.
If there's two horses in a race, it doesn't matter how slow it is, Joe, as long as you're in front of the other
horse.
That's
right. That's right.
But I'm a bit nervous about Keto's 213.
He's going to hit one day.
Two-legger too, so it's not like outrageous shit needs to happen.
Do you remember when like before we had the punch show last year, and he would just go, who was that one fucking horse, Patriot, what did it start with?
Oh, El Patroness.
El Patroness. And he would just back that every week. I've got a $51 rough year, $24. Yeah. Like, well, what a fucking
idiot.
He used
to just slam Hinge.
And then when he fucking had, when he had his first win, we went, fuck, he's done it.
Remember where it was? It was at Doom and Cup, man.
Yeah. That's
he had
right.
the first winner because he went 0-10.
And then one Doom day and Cup, he stopped the bleed.
Yeah, he stopped the bleed. That's right.
What have we got, Pedro? Pedro yep. still?
Yeah,
Pedro
yeah,
to
yeah.
wrap it up.
G1P.
G'day, Reggies. Old boys versus young guns. Let's go. Let's make some money. Oh, no, I got a six-leg multi straight up. It's a yeah. Carlton standalone multi. Six-leg multi. Oh, here we go. I'm going to whack 3 units on it. Harry Mackay, 2-plus goals. Charlie Kerno, 3-plus goals. Matty Owies, anytime goal scorer. Matty Cottrell, anytime goal scorer. Patrick Cripps, 20-plus disposals. Adam Chera, 20-plus disposals. Thanks to Bluebet, paying about $650. Very doable, 3 units. I like it. And with my remaining 2 units, no, it's not a big swing. It's a... 3-leg Broncos multi. Yeah, Broncos head-to-head. Corey Oates anytime.
Nice.
He's back out in the wing. And Ezra Mam anytime.
Oh.
Thanks, Bluebear. That one's about 650, 630, something like that. So 2 very doable bets. I need a fucking win. Let's go. Attack.
So he's gone 9 legs in total, and they are all Carlton or Carlton players and Brisbane and yeah. Brisbane players. He's both his teams.
6 to 1
he
knows,
is just fucking backing them in.
Fuck yeah.
I don't mind that Broncos multi. Oatsy will be fucking firing.
Back out
knowing
on
that
sting.
He's back on the edge. So
yeah,
he's probably good for
a try. Do you reckon G1P wishes that he was doing what he was doing in the group one in this segment?
At least share around a bit.
I reckon he. I reckon
why
he
the
would.
Fuck doesn't he just back whatever he does in the group one, just put that like at least 1 unit.
Yeah,
in
you
the
say
Cowboys.
That, but he'll probably go a few weeks. Like he's due to have a few off weeks.
Is he though? Know?
Yeah, oh, fuck.
We said that, yeah. And now he's what 90
he's
plus 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's G1P.
He does what the fuck he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not here to take part. He's here to take over.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like taking the crown.
Yeah, he just does what he wants. Bet's last night. Okay,
yeah.
Good bet,
yeah.
mate.
Righto, well, we had a win on the hounds.
We did,
and we
that was
fucking
awesome.
Yeah. Got some nice bets in. Yeah, don't that's forget, great. 17th of April, we've got the jerseys up for sale at thereggies.com.au.
Yep.
Massive shout out to Bluebet. Download that app and you can fucking, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you can bet on me and the boys here to
yeah,
win unreal. Boxing fights.
How good is that?
How good. So
that is true blue.
Scoping out
you can't do
now.
It anywhere else, obviously. So, yeah, just yeah. download
Not Bluebet. Yet anyway. I think you might be able to closer to it, but for now I know that this, yeah.
Yeah, fucking this is what you got.
Yep. Absolutely.
And it's the best.
Yeah, yeah, it is the best. Fucking
that's
hook
it.
In.
Righto. Well, we'll see you on fucking Wednesday morning for the sports show, eh?
Fucking
have a good on, weekend.
Very.
Let's go.
Papa.
Okay, I have 2 new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.